Baruch Hashem, we have a siyum here at 301, Mr. Haddad, doing very well the whole year. It's a big schluss for us and for the shir and for the space medrash.
Hi, Bershus, my name is Rabbi Harav Nementzel of Ginsburg.
Hi.
Shai. Thank you guys for coming. To start, I'd like to thank Hashem, literally, for everything He has done for me, continues to do. I'd like to thank my family, my parents, for being the best parents I could ever ask for, and providing with everything that Hashem provides for them. And my brothers for teaching me, and being great inspirations, and obviously, of course, it can go on forever, but lastly, so Nativ, for being my home away from home, and providing me with amazing Rebbeim. They gave me great opportunities to do, to start like a new life, everything like that. Alright, so let's get started. Alright, so the Mishnah quotes, last four lines, it says, so Moshe speaks over, he tells over to Bnei Yisrael all the Yom Tovim to the Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, So the mitzvah is to read or to learn the actual chag when that chag, the time for that chag has come. So Tanur Rabbanan learned in a brisa. So what does it mean that to read about each of the chags at their time? So what does that mean exactly? So Moshe tiken lahem Israel. So Moshe made a tikkun for Israel, for the Jews. Shalim dorshin binyano shel yom. So that they would ask and like they would expand upon certain the questions and answers regarding that chag at that time. Regarding that Yom Tov, so Hilchos Pesach and Pesach, Hilchos of Pesach and Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres, Atzeres, Hilchos of Shavuos and Shavuos, and Hilchos Chag B'Chag, and the laws of Sukkis on Sukkis. Hadron Alach Bnei Yair V'Slika La Masech Megillah. Hadron Alach Masech Megillah V'Hadron Chalan Dat Alach Masech Megillah V'Dat Chalan Lo Nid Nishay Minon. Minach Masech Megillah and Lo Baalmad Haden Velo Baalmad Daate Hadron Alach Masech Megillah Hadron Alach Dat Alon Dat Alach Masech Megillah Dat Alon Lo Nid Nishay Minach Masech Megillah Velo Nid Nishay Minon Lo Baalmad Haden Velo Baalmad Daate Hadron Alach Masech Megillah Hadron Alon Dat Alon Masech Megillah Dat Alon Lo Nid Nishay Minach Masech Megillah Velo Nid Nishay Minon Lo Baalmad Haden Velo Baalmad Daate Yer Tzom Efenecha Adonai Eloheinu Velo Votenu Shitei Torotecha ומנותינו בעולם הזה תהה עמנו בעולם הבא חנינה בר פאפה רמי בר פאפה נחמן בר פאפה אחאי בר פאפה אבא מרי בר פאפה רפרן בר פאפה רכיש בר פאפה שוחד בר פאפה עדה בר פאפה דרו בר פאפה הרב נא אדוני אלינו הדברי תורתך בפינו פיביות עם חבי דישראל וניה אנחנו מצאצאינו וצאצאי צאצאינו וצאצאי עם חבי דישראל כולם יודעי שמך ולא מדעותיך לשמע מאויבי תחכמייני מצוותיך כי לעולם היא לי יהי לבי תמים בחוקיך למען לא אבוש לעולם לא אשכח פיקודיך כי בם חייתני ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקיך אמן 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 סלע ועד מודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות שאנו משקיעים והם משקיעים אנו משקיעים לדברי תורה והם משקיעים לדברים בטלים אנו עמלים והם עמלים אנו עמלים מקבלים שכר והם עמלים ואין מקבלים שכר אנו רצים והם רצים אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא והם רצים לבאר שחת שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו מדמיהם ואני אפתח בך יהיה רצון בפניך אדוני אלוהי כשם שזרתני לסיים מסכת מגילה כן תעזרני נתחיל מסכת הספרים האחרים וסיימם ללמוד ללמד לשמור לעשות לקיים את כל דברי תעמוד תורתך באהבה בזכות כל התנאים והמורים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לי לזרעי ושלא יתעמו תורה מפי זרעי וזרע זרעי עד העולם תתקיים בי בתלכך תנצח אותך בשחרורה תשמור עליך וקיצור אותה היא תשיחה אורך ימים בימינה בשמאלה אושר לכבוד אדוני עוז לעמוד אתם אדוני ללכת לעמוד בשלום
יקדה ויקדה שגור הבא. ואמר ג'ו עתיד לחלטה, לחיה ותיה, להשכר יתיה דמון, לחיה רמה, ולביבי לחלטה, למשלה, ושפללה, להכלה, לגעבה, ולנהיה, בלחנה. פלחנה נרחאה מן ערב ולעטבה פלחנה דשמי להגרה במליף תקשה ורקוב מה כותב ויקרא ויצמח וקנה ויקרא משחה וחייכון וביום מכון וחי לכל בית ישראל בעגלה בזמן קרי ואמרו אמן 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 יתברך וישתבר ויתברר ודרומה מנעשה ויתעדה ויתעלה ויתעלה שני קושה ברכות ולחיה עקבים כל ברכתה ושירתה ושפחתה ונחמתה תמירן ואמר ואמור על ישראל ועל הבנן ועל תמידן ועל כל תמידי תמידן ועל כל מעסקים להסכים בהוואית הדין ועתרה הדין ודי כל בעתה ועתה יתברך ולכון שלם הרב ובכין המכיס לרחם ומחיין ורריכין מזור ירוויחי ופור כנר מן קדם אבו הון דיו ושמי ועליה ואמרו אמן יהיה ישלם הרב ומין שמי חיים וחיים טובים חיים מהקום הישראל ואמרו אמן עושה שלום בן רמה עבור ברח לו וזה שמרים והקום הישראל ואמרו אמן
And I need to start the next paper at a scene.
So now I'm going to start more with Katon. Is that the Shem? Okay. So the Mishnah talks about how one is allowed to irrigate fields on Chol Moed. So that's what the Mishnah is doing. So Mashkin Beis HaShlachin, B'moed B'Shvirs. So one is allowed to water a Beis HaShlachin field. So Beis HaShlachin field is a type of field that needs to be watered because it doesn't get rainwater. So you're allowed to water those types of fields on Chol Moed B'Shvirs and on Shvirs. Bein Emayin Sh'yatza B'Tchila, Bein Emayin Sh'lo Yatza B'Tchila. So whether it's a brand new spring of water being used for the first time, or whether it's an old reliable spring that has already been used. Shelo yatza b'tchila, aval shelo yatza b'tchila. So aval ein mashkin lo mimei gshamim ve lo mimei akilon. So, but you're not allowed to water the field from gathered rainwater or water from like a pipe or a well. Ve'ein osin ugod l'gufanim, and you're not allowed to make ditches around grapevines to collect water to use that water.
The Mishnah says that Moshe Rabbeinu should read on Yontov, the parsha of Yontov, Pesach, the parsha of Pesach, and so on. But the Bible says it's not only reading the parsha, but sharing the dressing, and has to learn the parsha by prayer also. Pesach, the halachas of Pesach, and Shavuos of Shavuos, and so on. That we have not only a Torah of Yosef, we have only a Torah of Yosef. Both come from Moshe, directly from Moshe. He gave us the Torah of Yosef, he gave us also the Torah of Yosef and the Chiyuv. We learn on the Yom Tov the Torah of Yosef. The Torah of Yosef, Baruch Hashem, in all Jewish communities, we read the Torah of Yosef every year. The whole Torah of Yosef. But that's what we have to learn ourselves. We don't even shoot all the Torah of Yosef. So we hope that everyone will continue to learn the Torah of Yosef better in Eretz Yisrael, which is the best thing, of course, or even in Chutzlatz, in Chutzlatz. And because we make it a piece of Eretz Yisrael, how do we make Chutzlatz a piece of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says that the Tidim Bote Knesset is Bote Midrashot Shem Chutzlatz Sheikobo Be'Eretz Yisrael. Bote Midrash in Chutzlatz will become a piece of Eretz Yisrael. So you can make Chutzlatz in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, Eretz Yisrael in itself is better than Chutzlatz. but still, they don't Chutzlatz is also very important, not to leave the turn. It's good to learn in the Tivari. Yerushalayim is even better than all Eretz Yisrael, but one has to learn even when one is in Chutzlatz, you know, to know all the Torah Shabbat Peh, to make many themes and many simchas. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. There's a tefillah we say when you make a siyum. It comes from the Gemara, and one line of the tefillah is Anu amelim, behem amelim. We work and they work. We work and mekabim schar, and their amelim they don't get schar. So the Chafetz Chaim asks, and it's the Chumash. In Parashat B'Chukosai, he says, maybe it's not, it sounds like it's not true. People work, they get paid for their work. People don't get paid for their work. Person's a shoemaker, you make shoes, you get paid. You're a tailor, you make a suit, you get paid. So what do the words mean? So the Chafetz Chaim says, the key word is amelim, to work. In most professions, you get paid for the results. Somebody says, I need a suit, for Menashe. Menashe orders a suit and the suit comes back and it fits Zabalani. Menashe's not going to pay because this doesn't fit. The suit doesn't fit. You order a size 8, you're a size 8 pair of shoes and the guy gives you a size 13 pair of bozo shoes. You know, unless you want to be in the circus, you're not going to pay him because you paid for the... You didn't produce what you're supposed to pay, what you're supposed to make. But in Torah, it's different. In Torah, you're paid for the effort. When you work at learning, that's the word is amelus, you get the same schar. You work at a Tosfos for 2 hours and you can't figure it out, but you really tried. Now, it's better to figure it out. And if you find yourself not figuring it out, ask a chavrusa. Rav Shai Shlita always says, all is fair when it comes to learning. Ask a chavrusa. Maybe go to another, figure out a shir, or, you know, Yushari Tosfos. It's better to, but if you don't figure it out, and you sat there, and you struggled to figure out the 10 lines, even if you didn't chop it at the end, you get the same schar. Anu amelim, you paid for the effort. And that's what learning's about. It's about putting the effort in.
There's no issue of gaiva, and the issue is I have to work as hard as I can to grow in my learning, and that's what comes. That's what it means at the tefillah. I once heard of Willig Shlita to add on to this. He says, "What else do we say?" He says, "We say we run anu ratzim and dehema. We run and they run. What you run to reflects what's important to you. So what do we run to? There are people out there. I used to do this. You have tickets to a baseball game, and you have to park. And what do you want to do? You don't want to miss what? What don't you want to miss? The first pitch. And you hear and the national anthem, and you're running to the stadium to get there so you can make the first pitch, and because that's really important. You know, you hear the crowd. That's what you run to. What a person runs to reflects what he feels is important. So you run to a base medrash. You run to learn a little more. What are you running for? What you run for reflects what's important to you. Then it says, "Anu mashkimim." What do you get up early for? So Vulik says sometimes he gets up early to go out to the shul to learn, and people are up early walking their dog. You know, they get up early to 5 minutes to walk their dog. What's do it? You have to walk your dog. You have to. That's what you get up early for, to walk your dog. No, we get up early to learn a little before davening, or learn a lot before davening. You get up early. You get up at 5:30 in the morning. I have friends. And the friends, I have talmidim. Get up 4:30 in the morning every morning, because he needs to learn. He works hard at his job. Spends time with his family when he gets home. He gets up 4:30 to learn every morning before davening, because that's the, and when his mind is clear. You come to my neighborhood, you get up at 5 in the morning, the shuls are all moving before davening. People are learning. So what you run to, what you get up early for, this reflects what's important. And that's what the yeshiva is about, and it's a big schus to make a siyum, and you have to know the key is effort. Keep on working. Then somebody said, "Oh, there's too much to learn." You learn a little bit every day, a little bit more and more. You learn a little more every day. You'll accomplish a huge amount. Baruch Hashem, Mr. Adad, you got a big bracha. You finish Megillah, you'll finish some more Masechtas, and then finish all of Shabbos, Dr. Hashem. Okay. So that's a very, that's the idea of a scene. Okay, guys? Okay.